Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
It is the D.L. Hughley Show. So one of your kids comes to you and said, don't tell mom, I'm telling you something, but don't tell mom or don't tell dad. What do you do? I've had that scenario happen a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
Did you tell?
Depending on what it was.
Yeah.
Generally, I didn't, but depending on what it was.
Mm.
Now, she has kept a lot of secrets from me.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Is there a threshold, though? Is there a threshold that, as to the importance or the subject, the content, or anything?
Well, it's a bit of a moving target because even things that seem innocuous might not be. So, you know, and it really depends on where you're at in your relationship, what's going on, what kind of, you know, because there are things that are so symbolic, and one of the things that really is tentative and very furtive is the relationship children or teenagers have with their parents.
Boy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it is a very precarious thing. And everything's means because of the hormones and the emotional, everything means more than perhaps it might if they weren't.
Yeah. I mean, and it definitely will also have an impact on what kind of relationship you will have down the line with your parents.
Sure.
I think obviously as you get older, then you realize the intricacies of relationships.
Right.
And perhaps you may think I was a bit hard on my mom or my dad because now I look at it from the perspective of an adult
right. And
not through the eyes of
right.
a child.
Right, right. Like, and I think some things, it's a catch as come. It's case by case basis. So
I think it's a case by case basis.
What do you if your one of your kids come to you and say, "Don't tell mom, but don't tell dad," what do you do? 877-242-2426. Get into your calls in a bit. It is the D.L. Hughley Show. So one of your kids comes to you and tells you that they want to tell you something, but they ask you not to tell your mom, not tell mom or dad, depending on who you are in the scenario. What do you do? What do you do, Skip?
You know what? It depends. But my thing is, I think a child has to trust a parent, whichever one they pick in that situation.
It's ideal. You would want them to.
Yeah, it's very. So if I betray that trust and they feel like, oh, if they didn't feel comfortable enough to tell their mother and they don't trust me, they're going to find solace somewhere else, which might not be a good thing. So I need
right.
them
okay.
to always trust one of us.
Now, okay, but here's the thing. This is why I say it might be a case by case basis. Your daughter comes to you and she says, hey, dad, I'm pregnant. Don't tell mom.
First of all,
I don't want to hear your story. Yeah. I'm just saying, in that situation,
she would go to her mother and say, "Don't tell her dad."
No, but we can't prove a negative. No. We don't know.
Now, if my son could come to me and tell me,
I'm saying,
Jasmine, just tell us what happened.
Your daughter comes
tell us what
to you. Anything is possible. None of us can predict the future, right? Or how our kids may behave. You can only guess at it.
But now we have a case study. Tell us what happened.
I'm asking the question. So if your daughter came to you, Skip, mm-hmm. and said, I am pregnant, don't tell mom, are you going to have that conversation with Tiffany or no?
No.
Okay. Mm. Well, you don't have to. All you got to wait 3 months. You don't wait. Yeah. You got to have a conversation.
Well, luckily, I
but
mean, first
Tiffany
of all.
When Tiffany finds out.
You know what? She'll forgive
then
me.
Then he got to pretend like he don't know.
Hey, but you know what? Tiffany would find out and she'd be furious with me, but she'd forgive me. If I betray my daughter's trust, there's no telling that she would ever trust me again.
But you're also betraying a little bit of trust between you and your wife.
But I know she'll forgive me.
Tell us.
My wife will forgive me.
Tell us what happened.
But forgiveness has nothing to do with the betrayal.
Just tell us what happened.
Sorry, she'll forgive me for that betrayal, but my daughter might not.
Yeah, so your daughter will.
I'm not going to forgive y'all for asking this question 6 times. Jasmine, what happened?
Oh, I don't know.
This is a scenario.
I didn't have to ask anybody to keep my secret. The nurse told. It was
snitches.
Different for me. Right.
Snitches. Yeah, but all you got to do is wait.
Yeah.
The nurse didn't tell because your mother said you were getting sick.
But I didn't know I was pregnant.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a secret to keep. I thought I was fine.
Yeah.
So there was no secrets there.
Yeah.
But I'm saying you could wait or not. It just depends on what state you're in. And
my daughter's 18 and in California. She don't need to tell neither one of us.
True.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know if I'm pregnant, but I'm not using these boxes of sanitary napkins. I have a whole year's supply.
Who uses
Will you keep them in your pocketbook?
What are those?
Hey, we were talking about when Jasmine got pregnant. Hang on a minute.
Come on, Popo.
We weren't using those either.
Well, apparently not. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, one of your kids asked you to keep a secret from your mom or dad, and you're the keepee. Do you tell? 877-242-2426. Get to your calls in a bit. It is the D.L. Hughley Show. So, kids, your kids come to you, one of your children come to you, tells you a secret, tells you not to tell mom or dad. What do you do? We're going right to the phones.
So let me just state that I was very close to both my parents, very close. And if I wanted to say something to one of them and not tell the other one, they did that. Okay, so I wanted the same thing back to them. So I'm 63 down, but when I was younger, and I had kids, I was married and had kids and everything, but my mom would call me and ask me for once a month, go to their house and get out her credit card bill out the mail so that my dad wouldn't see it. And she did that for a couple years. So he never did find out about it. I think eventually he saw one of the credit card bills and it was a problem, but she didn't want him to know and I didn't tell it.
Okay, first of all, the thing is, you're not supposed to have, as parents, you're not supposed to have secrets. So I do both. I tell my wife what happened and then I tell her not to tell my daughter.
If somebody asks you not to tell, you don't tell. It'll teach two lessons. One, that you don't tell when somebody tells you to keep a secret. And two, it'll build trust with that parent, and so that child will come and tell them everything from then on. And so they can handle it. I'm sure they can handle it without the other parent. So, no, you should not tell. You have to have somebody in life that you can trust.
I think that if it's detrimental to the family or harmful to the individual, that I'm going to tell the secret. But if it's a personal secret, I'm not telling nothing. It's personal. I'm going to keep the secret.
I think it depends on what it is, because a daughter may go to her mom, wanting to speak to her mom. Maybe she's ready to have sex with her boyfriend. So she wants the advice of her mom, how to protect herself, how she perceives it. You can't tell daddy that, because daddy going to be wanting to kill the guy. So again, I think it depends on what the secret is, if you withhold from the other parent.
So when one of your kids come to you and say, don't tell mom or don't tell dad, what do you do? The person they told, what do you do? 877-242-2426. It's the D.L. Hughley Show. So one of your children come to you and says, mom, dad, I got this secret, but don't tell mom or dad. Mm. They want you to be the secret keepy. What do you do? We're going through the phones.
I think it just depends on what I'm not supposed to tell. I'm an aunt, and so I have a niece who confides in me about everything. And it just depends on the level of what she's telling me as to whether or not I tell her mom. If I tell her mom, I also tell her mom, don't repeat, because there's just, like, it's supposed to have been a secret from the beginning. So it just depends on what she's telling me as to whether or not if I tell. Keep a code to a certain extent.
You know, it depends on how serious it is and what it is. My kids, they grown now, but I got a 26-year-old daughter, and I have a 22-year-old son. And sometimes they'll come to me, and because I like to keep an open door for them that they can talk to me about anything, I always just tell them that. And sometimes they will tell me, hey, listen, I want to tell you something, but don't tell mom. And when they tell me, it depends on how serious it is, or, you know, if it's not so serious, then no, I won't tell a mom. I would not say anything about it. But if it's something real serious that when they share it with me, what I would do, I won't tell their mom, but I would encourage them to share it with their mother.
I think that no secret should be had between a husband and a wife, no matter who it is, because that could cause problems in the marriage. If you find out, if I found out my husband was keeping a secret that one of my children told him, I'm going to be pissed. Why wouldn't you tell me that, no matter what it is?
Well, I think it depends on whether the relationship with my mother and father is good. If it's not good, then I'll keep my mouth shut. If it's good, absolutely, I would say what I have to say. I would repeat it or tell them what I was told.
All right, Judas, what do you do?
Well, it depends. We all saying the same thing. So, but it depends on the secret. Now, if she comes and say, hey, look, I bought mom some Gina Tae from Walgreens. Don't tell her what I'm getting her for Mother's Day.
Innocuous.
Then, of course, I'd keep that secret. But if she was the one who set the fire to burn down her she shack, then
I ain't taking that weight. I'm not taking that weight.
No.
Somebody, sorry, I got to clean it up.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Exactly.
All right, coming up. We're going to find out what life is like on the yard with that boy Trey. It's the D.L. Hughley Show. That boy Trey is here to let us know what life is like at an HBCU with My Life on the Yard.
I love my HBCU. good, y'all? This is that boy Trey, back again with another episode of My Life on the Arc, Inside Look at HBCU Life. Every time I step on campus, I see a tour. Potential students looking to see if Morehouse is gonna be their home. And I know they're being fed all the propaganda because that's what they do on these college tours. They make these places seem like the best places in the world. And mind you, Morehouse is a great place, but it does come with its cons. If I was leading one of these Morehouse tour groups, here's how it would go. Because I know for a fact, they got some of my homeboys doing the tours, and they're really drowning in the Morehouse Kool-Aid. Like, they will try to sell this place to anybody. Me, I'm a little more honest. They'd get to the dorms, they start talking about dorm life, how it's gonna be so much fun living with all your brothers and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, that's all cool and all. But I'd also put in the emphasis how they do not like you having girls in here. Because they did not tell me that before I came here. Like, they were like, oh yeah, dude, girls, we just bring them in. It ain't no thing. And they lied straight to my face. There is definitely a mean-ass curfew. Also with the calf. As I know, they passed by the calf talking about how good Fried Chicken Wednesdays are and how the menu is good and has vegetarian options too, and that's all sweet. But they will fail to tell these kids times when they close and you miss out on lunch because you had a 2 o'clock class. Like, that's how the stuff would go. But hey, they ain't talking about that. You know, since going to an all-boys school, I've really come to appreciate my days in high school when I had girls in the class. Not only was it good to have a different point of view, women make great points, especially in class discussions. I miss that. But also, dude, having class with girls is like free game. Being at an all-boys school, it's kind of harder to infiltrate, you know, make connections with the females. Like, that ain't stopping a brother like me. But I'm just saying, it could be a lot easier if I had classes with some of them, you know? Yeah, that's just some of the things, man. If somebody would have really put stuff into perspective for me, I'm not gonna lie, I might have thought a little bit harder about where I was gonna go. But it's all cool. That's all I got for y'all for today. So next time, this has been That Boy Trey with another episode of My Life on the Yard, Inside Look at HBCU Life.
Thank you, Trey. We got the militant man, Jamal Kingsley. He's returning to expose racism hidden in our everyday lives on the D.L. Hughley Show.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.